KSWV Radio. It's now time for Go Local, Go Different Santa Fe. Very excited to be visiting with our special guest, who I will introduce in just a moment. But the City of Santa Fe's Go Local, Go Different campaign, an initiative led by the City of Economic Development, encouraging residents and visitors to support locally owned businesses, neighborhood districts, artists, and entrepreneurs that make Santa Fe truly unique. It's our distinct honor and privilege to welcome to our studio, Daryl Willison. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, my friend. Very excited to learn about you and your business. Let's just start getting to know each other, shall we?
Absolutely.
Share a little bit about yourself and your business with our listeners.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here and listening. So Daryl Willison, artist, career artist of all kinds, because I get to live my joy and I don't take that for granted. I'm a recycle artist, pastelist, color pencil, painter, graphic designer, screen printer. You know, it's what you got to do when you do it for a living. You've got to be pretty diverse, and but it brings me a lot of joy and stress. But hey, you know, you got to have the two to really make it work. I absolutely love what I do, and trying to pay it forward, this part of my life, understanding that it's not to be taken for granted. It's a gift to do what I love. And like I said, if I can pay it forward and provide opportunities, raise money for other organizations in the community, that's what I want to do. I want to build joy and build strength in one another.
Thank you for that. It sounds like a lot of wonderful things at the gallery and gift shop. I want to talk to you about that in just a moment. But what you do truly is unique and special, being a recycle artist. And yeah. I want to get into that for sure. But let's let people know where you're at.
Sure.
Here in Santa Fe, mm-hmm. or also online.
So here in Santa Fe, I'm in a new area. I still hear folks when they walk in going, oh, I didn't know this was here. So I'm down 1189 Parkway Drive, which is off Rufina. You could literally roll a bowling ball out of the Meow Wolf parking lot down to our parking lot. It's a new part of town, and we're trying to be very local, neighborhood friendly. We've got free parking.
Free parking. There you go.
Silly but true. It's once you find us, hopefully you'll be back, and because there's other good neighbors in my little complex that we're trying to build, and we want to earn the local business,
right?
Not take that for granted either. I'm online. It's willisonwest.com, and I'm on Instagram, which then crosses over to Facebook. I post on Nextdoor, and you know, when you're a one-man show, it's like, okay, holy cow, this is a lot of work. But that, again, it's what it takes.
Well, we're thankful that you're here, we're visiting with Daryl Willison. Mm-hmm. And I am on your Instagram. It's Willison_West. And, check it out, folks. We are going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Daryl. I want to find out, you know, recycle artists. Let's get into that. Let's really understand. That is unique. That is special. I want to find out what that's all about, and give people a descriptive idea of what they can find when they go to your business. But we'll be back with more right here on KSWV Radio in just a moment. Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are visiting with Daryl Willison. And Daryl is here because we're talking about his store. We love the fact that you're here to talk about your business. And, you know, we're talking about it earlier, Willison West. Now, the question that I have for you is, what you do and what makes it so special is that you are a recycle artist. Mm-hmm. Share what that's all about.
Well, if you saw my yard, you'd know exactly what I'm pulling from. It's a very Sanford and Sons looking, very northern New Mexico yard. But
love that description.
But
I was a big fan of that show.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy anymore what we're getting rid of, and the good, bad, whatever. It a lot of what people are getting rid of, I can turn back into something else and give it a new story. Take for example, one of the things I use a lot are filing cabinets, metal filing cabinets.
Right.
There's so much frickin' metal in those things. And I use a handheld plasma cutter. I'm an illustrator, so I get to draw with fire, which is totally fun to say. I'm creating one-of-a-kind drawings, if you will, out of metal and doing assemblage pieces. And the stuff comes from the heart. It's so intuitive. It's ridiculous. I sometimes will look at a piece that I've finished and go, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And then the minute it finds its person, it almost makes you want to cry because it's so powerful. And yes, that does happen. I'm not feeding you a line. That's
right.
True stuff. But to take things, like I said, I mean, I'm picking up bottle caps from parking lots. I'm picking up tin from hiking trails. The stuff that people get rid of and the places they get rid of is a little sad. It's like, you know, look around, look at your block and look at all the trash. We'll pick it up, you know, and if some of it can be recycled, do so.
You're talking about a lot of different materials that you use.
There is, and there's a lot of other artists, and sometimes I pick up things for other artists knowing that they can use them because I may or may not. But, so metals, you know, like car parts from people's yards. I love that part. I'm using tin cans and, like I said, filing cabinets and just, you know, I thrift. I go to the Restore. I go to Sarah's place here in town off Siler.
Yeah.
And, you know, get the goods that, you know, she's getting rid of. But it's amazing. I love how I can... And it's a blessing and a curse because I can look at inanimate objects and go, oh, my God, I see something in that. And everyone else is like, okay, Daryl, that's weird. But that's why it's so fun, because to reinterpret what we take for granted for something as you see it, to turn it into something else that can be a new function. Like I make a lot of really super cool swag lamps out of things that you'd go, wait, what? You know, and that's what's so fun. I love watching people's reactions because when they finally figure out what they're looking at, they're like, oh my God, I grew up with that. Or, you know, they used to have something like that in their life. And now it's something that they had totally not expected. And that's the joy and just what's amazing about, you know, whenever you go to the recycle show in Santa Fe here, it's like, it blows your mind.
Yeah.
It does. It blows my mind. I'm like, I'm such a novice compared to so many other artists. But you know, you do it, you learn, and you try, and you experiment. And 9 times out of 10, you're like, wow, I made that.
Well, in addition to your artwork, part of your creativeness includes clothing. Is that right? T-shirts?
So where I don't recycle so much, but is in the graphics. Yeah, I do screen printing. I have my whole life. That's my bread and butter, to be honest. But I do original designs, and I hand draw them pen and ink on clear film, or I cut them out of Rubylith, and I pull the squeegee, you know, and it's a pretty simple, basic system, but it works. But that's the beauty of being an artist, not just a screen printer, but being an artist who knows how to screen print. I can make art that people get to wear, and
that's cool.
I love that. And my creations are authentic. You know, I take the time to learn. I'm not from New Mexico. I've lived here 30 years, so I'm from here now. But I love the history. I don't love all the history, but there's history that in elements that are in the artwork that are authentic. I don't just bang this stuff out for the sake of it. You know, it's
right.
I want to respect and yeah. Show honor to our culture, because I'm not from here. I need to take the extra time to learn it so that I know how to talk about it and hopefully represent it correctly and with pride. And
later on today, we're going to have a photo that we'll be sharing on social media. You're wearing a t-shirt, and I believe that's one of your originals.
Yeah, it's one of my new ones. And that's one of the things at my shop that I'm trying to provide are things you can't find anywhere else in town. Not that I'm against being somewhere else in town, but it's my shop, because of our location, it really caters more to the local community rather than tourists. You know, one day I hope to have tourists, but right now it's the locals, and I'm doing my best to earn their business by being authentic and just speaking my truth and offering reasonable prices, because hey, I'm paying the same price for gas everyone else is, so you know, but I got to pay the rent.
Yep.
You know,
we're visiting with Daryl Willison, Willison West, and I'm taking a look at some of the photos you've shared on your Instagram. Is this a Saint Bernard that I see?
That would be Dexter.
This is Dexter.
Oh yeah, he's the shop dog. He's getting to be known as the complex therapy dog. I've literally had adults laying on the ground with him, snuggled with him. He is a glutton for love, and he just loves to love. And so yeah, he's at the shop when I'm there.
We love to shop local, and even more so when we find out that there's
a shop dog.
I want to find out about your journey. How long have you been doing this? When did you open? What inspired you to say, you know, I want to be a recycle artist? Is this something that you've been doing your whole life, or did you have a life-changing transformation, an event? Tell us about your journey.
So thank you. I've been an artist my whole life. I got my start in Austin, Texas as an artist professionally. Showed with one of the most famous galleries in Austin back then, was El Tayer Gallery, and my very first art opening was with Amado Pena and Arce Gorman. Wow. And I was like 23 years old. And that got me into a gallery here in Santa Fe back then. And then as the journey continued, I moved to Albuquerque. I'd gotten married and met O.K. Harris, who then brought my artwork into his gallery. But he was a recycle artist. He was a metal sculptor. And he introduced me to sculpting and to metal and to recycling. And he passed away in 2012. And that was kind of the end of that for me at that point. But then, like 3 years later, he tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Daryl, get back to it." And I did. And so I've been growing my offerings in terms of what I'm creating. I opened my art space here in Santa Fe a year ago, and the inspiration behind that was basically, okay, look at the times, and are they scary? They don't have to be. Owning a business in general is scary. Doesn't matter what's going on. But I thought, you know what, there's power in art, and I want to spread joy. I want to bring strength through art for myself and for others as best I can. You know, it's not easy. I mean, I can't do everything for everybody, but I try to do what I can. And all I ask is for other artists to be open to that and to help. And not just me, but any gallery, any shop, anybody that wants to offer opportunity, take it and support it and grow it. Because that's how we prevail. That's how we survive, is by helping one another.
Let's repeat where you're located, if you could, and then also your hours of operation.
Yeah, so I'm located 1189 Parkway Drive. My next door neighbor is Wild Love and Bakery, because there's a lot of folks that know them. It's down off Rufina, and I'm open Wednesdays 9 to 2. Holly Goldstein is the artist, one of my recycle artists who covers that day. And then I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, 9 to 5-ish. Just depends if there's foot traffic or not. We're still growing that. And those are the hours for now.
Great. Well, you have other recycle artists that you just mentioned.
Yep, Holly, and then Darlene, who does jewelry. And it's ridiculously cool. And, it's... There's Pi Luna, who does recycled paper. We have her cards. So yeah, like I said, I try to pull together the types of artists that it makes sense for us to provide the kinds of things that I feel locals can use realistically and afford, make it affordable.
Well, you know, one thing that folks, if you want to find out where they're at on Instagram, Willison_West, find them on Instagram, or better yet, head on over to 1189 Parkway Drive.
Please do.
What's one thing people might not know about your business or your industry?
Oh, man. Well, for now, it's that we're there, but we're trying to grow that part. And just, I like to think perhaps they didn't know they needed it.
Right.
Because, like I said, I'm trying to also create functionality as well as bring in other artists that have the functionality aspect of recycled product that, yes, it can actually turn into something else that you can use.
Right.
And that will probably last longer than it did originally because it's made with love and passion and imagination.
I'd imagine there's a great level of mindfulness that you have for recycled material or for material in general. For me, the everyday person may not think about or be as mindful of what we're just eliminating or disposing or wasting on a daily basis. Someone in your position, I would imagine, is super mindful about that.
Yeah, almost painfully, and I'm not perfect at it any more than anybody else. You know, it's like I go to the grocery store and, you know, it kind of boggles my mind that we use so much plastic. You know, and I need to research more to see if, you know, if we're doing anything with plastics here in town. I mean, metal's one thing. It's definitely, I'll say easier. I know it's not, but to recycle. But, yeah, try to, I'm like, I need to garden. Mm-hmm. That way I don't have to wrap anything in plastic or anything and just eat it right off the plant.
Right.
But, yeah, I think we can't take Mother Earth for granted, because she certainly won't. And if we don't try to use what we have and be mindful, that could have repercussions.
Would you say that your mindfulness for Mother Earth is what kind of drives you?
Absolutely. I mean, you've been on a hike. That's no small thing, you know, and it's even better when there isn't trash. And, yeah, so, again, if I can take something I have found out in nature and recreate it, I try to pay it forward by also being respectful to the earth and making it, try not to add any more to it than what it already has.
Well, Willison West, a gallery and gift shop, looking ahead towards the summer, mm-hmm. and I may be putting you on the spot here, but are there any maybe upcoming events that
Heck yeah.
Willison West might be putting on or participating in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm honored to be a part of the Santa Fe studio tour. It'll be my first time, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what that reaps. You know, and again, I've invited the Santa Fe studio tour artists for an opening to come together, because more often than not, we don't know who we are. We don't know who each other is. And if we can all meet and bring our community together and share that, that grows all of us. So I got that going on. And then dealing with or participating with Pilar's down on Canyon Road, she's brought my work in, and she's also being very mindful and wanting to grow back community to Canyon Road by being affordable as well and having local goods. And then I got my buddy Jeff, who he's going to be opening down near the rail yards, Santa Fe Guitar Gallery. And that's going to be epic. And I'll kind of leave it at that for now, because I believe that's going to be in the press soon. But I'm like, what can I say? There's so many opportunities. You just have to be willing and put yourself out there. Just wake up every morning, say thank you, and get after it.
I love this Go Local, Go Different opportunity on Thursday mornings to visit with different business owners. I'm not sure I would have met you otherwise. And I'm so blessed to now know
likewise.
About your business, because I want to go check out your gallery.
Please
and gift
do.
Shop. Willison West, we're going to be back with more. When we come back, I want to ask you what part of being Santa Fe's local business community means to you, specifically this Go Local, Go Different program. But hanging out with Daryl Willison right here on KSWV Radio. All right, folks, we are visiting with my new friend, Daryl Willison, Willison West Gallery and Gift Shop. And Daryl, I want to ask you, what does being a part of Santa Fe's local business community mean to you? Specifically, this is National Small Business Week. We're celebrating it here in Santa Fe and across the country. But why do programs like Go Local, Go Different matter?
I will tell you that in all my years living here in New Mexico, this is my first business here in Santa Fe, and nothing against the other places I've been, but this is the first town I've ever been in that has actually recognized me and made the effort to help promote me. I mean, they can only do what they can do, but at least they're trying as well. And I so appreciate that because, hello, I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. That's never happened before. So that's a big thing. So thank you for that, city of Santa Fe. And, but I get to meet people that I probably would have also never met either, because when you're self-employed, you're busy. And there's not a lot of chance to get out and do things because, you know, the alternative is I need a nap. Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate the opportunity to build the community of businesses and just ask that we take the time, and I'm talking to myself as much as anyone else, to take the time to learn other people, see what they do and grow it and not make it about myself, but make it about us.
Well, you know, Daryl, very excited to take my family there. Yeah. Me, probably as a consumer. My daughter, more as a creative person like yourself. I know she has this bent. She does things where she tinkers as well. Nice. So I'm very excited for her to be able to see your gallery and gift shop. I'm looking forward to the merch. I might want to get one of those cool t-shirts that you got and also see what else you got going on there. But again, Willison West Art Space there at 1189 Parkway Drive. Here in Santa Fe, Willison_West on Instagram. Daryl, thank you, man.
Hey, thank you.
Really appreciate it. Any shout outs that you want to give before we finish this morning?
Well, we're having a little artist pop up Saturday, 10 to 3, and it's all local artists. It's not very many artists because it's easier for folks to engage that way. But yeah, come on and park for free and engage with these artists and help support one another.
All right, Daryl. Thank you so much. Have a great day, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.